Blog Talk Radio.
Home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Rated G Radio. Tonight we have our long-awaited return of our VIP very special guest star, Rebecca Fisk. She is going to be taking your intuitive psychic questions tonight. So if you haven't dialed in, you got to dial now because we got a list a mile long of people who are waiting to talk to Rebecca tonight. The call-in number, of course, is 323-657-1493. Press 1 on your phone. That indicates you want to talk to the host. That's me. So while Rebecca's actually talking to other folks, I can screen more calls. Because we have a mile-long list of people calling in tonight, we're going to ask when I bring you on, if I've already pre-screened you, you've already got your name, but when I bring you on, I'm going to ask for you to give Rebecca one question, and Rebecca will answer that one question. If you want to ask more questions, she would love to do a private reading with you separately. You can go ahead and take a look at the show page there, and you can just click the button there, and it will take you to her website to do that. She also has a great book she'll talk about in just a couple of minutes called The List. You can buy it tonight on Amazon and download it and do some really easy and fun it's going to make you think, but it's easy and fun homework to help start getting you going in the right direction. But again, one question tonight per caller, and we will start in just a couple of moments. But let me first, I also want to give a big shout-out to Reverend Mandy down at the United Methodist Church down in Laguna Beach today. We're doing some site visits for music videos we're going to be shooting in probably late March, early April. And she was so delightful and wonderful and warm and toured the entire facility with me and introduced me around and just really felt very warm and welcome there. So if you happen to be in Laguna Beach and looking for a place to go on a Sunday or spend some time in the community, the United Methodist Church there in Laguna Beach, but I'm not telling you you should. I'm just saying I had a very nice time with Reverend Mandy today. So without further ado, our VIP special guest star is now in studio. Rebecca, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Garrett. I'm really, really excited to be here tonight. Thank you for having me.
I am so thrilled you're here. You know, whenever I tell people Rebecca's going to be on the show, they're like, when? Can I call in? It's like, you got to get in line just like everybody else. So hurry up and dial in early. And tonight is no exception. We have just been, I stopped counting, like 35 or 40 calls. And I think the studio can hold up to 100. So if you're thinking about calling in, do it. And we're going to get to you as quick as possible. How have you been the last month? We haven't talked to you since last month.
I know. I've been great, great. Lots of, lots and lots and lots of stuff happening, which is all amazing and wonderful. I'm getting ready to launch a new website with a new branding, and I'm excited about that, and have some more group events coming up, which I love to do. It's really awesome to do a group event because whether I'm presenting on stage and speaking to a group or just gathering a number of people and then doing spot readings for everybody in that group, there's a different energy than when I do the private sessions, and I just love it. It's just exciting and wonderful, and what I have found from my clients is they all say that they get something from listening to me give information to all of the other people in the room. So I'm really excited to kind of be taking my business in that direction of doing more group activities, doing more presentations, and hopefully helping more people at one time because it's more efficient, and I want to help as many people as I can. So lots of great stuff happening.
Well, I know that when you're down in Seal Beach here in Southern California and you're always at Bogart's Coffee House, the place is packed. You have people out the door coming in to listen to you talk to other people and ask questions. And so I know the power of the group works very, very well for you. So if you get a chance to go see Rebecca, that's my unpaid endorsement. Well, you're ready to take some, I'll talk to you all night long, but we've got a whole bunch of people waiting patiently here. Do you want to take some calls?
Yes, please. Let's get going here. I'm excited to talk to everybody.
Okay, there we go. So our first caller tonight is Michelle. Michelle, thank you for being a caller. You are live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Thank you, Garrett. And hi, Rebecca. How are you doing?
Hi, Michelle. I'm well. How can I help you today?
I wanted to tell you that things have changed a little bit for me, and I'm considering to do a trip to Spain in May, And the things that I've been kind of working on haven't really been moving along in the direction I wanted. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted if you give me some insight on that.
Well, you know, I want to say that, and so the other listeners, are, Michelle and I have had a few conversations, so I know what she's speaking about. I know that the last conversation we had, I know that I mentioned to you that I did see you going back to Spain and that I thought it would be sooner than later. So I'm not surprised at all to hear this. It's very interesting because right now my impression is you need to make some choices about how you want to move forward, because I know that you have this love of the educational component and all of that, and I feel like it really is a passion of yours. But I feel like also with these new opportunities, you're starting to reconsider how you want to move forward. And I think that this is a really good time for you to maybe take a break and be more introspective about it. You are very much a pragmatic thinker. So you will take all of the facts and look at everything and assess and analyze and figure out a good course of action. And that has served you very well. But my impression is that right now you're being compelled to start going within, to really move more from an intuitive perspective than always through just the thought base. And I feel like this is something that's been going on for you for probably 2 to 3 years, but you've kind of ignored it. And so, you know, I really want to suggest strongly that you start taking some time to do things that allow you time to meditate or do yoga or do things that give you the opportunity to go in and be more introspective. My impression is that that's why things are kind of in a little bit of a break. I do feel like after you come back, things are going to start moving forward again. And at that point, you're going to have to decide where you want to be and what you want to do. Because part of what I'm getting is that there is definitely a move involved here. And it may be something completely different than what you rationally considered before. So this is a time for you to get clarity. This next trip is going to give you a lot of the clarity that you need. And also, you know, there is a very large component here of go to relax and rest. Don't make this so much about just pushing through the work thing, because every time you've gone, you've had an agenda. And so what happens is, you know, we're always co-creating with God in the universe. So when we always have our own agenda, sometimes we're so focused on that, we don't let the energy of God and the universe come in and support us for our highest good. And my impression is that it's time for you to surrender a little bit and allow the universe to show up for your highest good instead of trying to always push through things. It's a really good indication when you feel like you've hit a block wall that you need to surrender and allow things and see what happens. My impression is that there are going to be some new and different opportunities that will present themselves to you just by being in a more relaxed state, not having an agenda, and maybe meeting more contacts that will actually help you get where you want to be. So this all feels really good. April, especially April, feels like a time to relax, plan the trip, but put things on the back burner. If you get some inspirational ideas about things you want to do, write them down, but don't do anything with them right now. It's like if you've got the inspirational thought, keep it in mind. You know, I always suggest to people that they write it down. But then just allow things to unfold. Okay? This is an uncomfortable thing for you to just allow and surrender, but it's really, really important that you allow this process now.
Okay.
And you have fun. Okay? Enjoy yourself.
All right. So May, good? I mean, because
I have
to plan. Go
ahead and go, yes. April is about contemplation.
Yeah, okay.
Go ahead and go in May, but make this a trip that's mostly for fun. Take the work thing off of it, okay? This is about surrendering. If you keep feeling like you're hitting the block wall, stop and surrender, okay? It's going to be okay. I know that this is uncomfortable. You like thinking everything through. You have to start letting that go a little bit.
Okay, I can work with that.
Okay, you can do this.
Thank you. I have every faith
in you.
Thanks, Michelle. Good luck to you. Have a great trip and call us back in June after you get back.
Let us know how things go.
Yeah, our next caller is coming from Nathaniel. Nathaniel, you are live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, I was, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I have a question. I wanted to see what work you see coming for. I'm looking for a job. I got just a part-time one now, and I'm possibly looking to move with it. I'm willing to relocate a little bit, so.
Okay. You know, the thing is that it's kind of like everything's just kind of okay. But I feel like, yeah, the job's all right, but there's a feeling that you would like to be more sure of what you're doing and where you're going. And I understand that completely. I absolutely understand that. Hang on just a second here. You know, I really want to suggest that you go back to where your passion is.
Back to where I came from, you say?
Back to your passion.
Oh, okay.
Where is your passion? The problem is that there's this very strong feeling that you're kind of just, like you're showing up, but you're not fully present. There's been a lot of history for you of doing things that you thought you should do based on what other people told you. And I feel like when you were growing up, you had very, very specific ideas about who you were and who you wanted to be and how you wanted to be in the world. And somewhere along the way, I feel like with a lot of judgment that came in your teenage years, and that as you finished high school, went on to college, that these ideas that other people placed in your mind really kind of threw you off course, and that you really have spent quite a few years now doing what you thought was expected of you, and it's just not been the course that you really wanted to be on. And, you know, I want to qualify all of this by saying you have a very high level of integrity, and you have a very strong desire to please, which is absolutely lovely. But you have to want to please yourself. You have to take care of yourself first. That whole thing about being in the airplane and the oxygen mask comes down, you have to put yours on first. So you have to come back and feed your own passion, okay? So allow yourself to do some journaling. Really sit down and get clear and present, and then let yourself daydream about what it is you'd really like to be doing. It doesn't matter what it is, and it doesn't matter how old you are. Really get back in touch with that passion, because right now you're kind of going through life, just everything's just kind of going one day at a time. It's okay. It's not great, but it's okay. And God bless you. You go into gratitude that you have so much compared to what other people have. But you deserve to have a life that is filled with passion. And you're worth having that. So I really want to strongly suggest that you come back to that place within yourself. I do see you moving. I want to say... there's something around the number 2 and the number 12 that's significant for this. So it could be that it's December, but I definitely see that there is a move for you, and you will find a place where you feel absolutely energized. I don't feel that way where you are right now. It's a feeling of almost like the sun doesn't shine and you need the sunlight. That's how it feels. And so it's like getting yourself back out in the sun again. That in and of itself is going to help. Okay, but do what you love. The rest will fall into place. Really give yourself permission to go back into that place of passion that you have. I feel like you're very creative, but you're also, you know, there's also thought and intellect into the creativity that you do. And I know that makes sense for you.
Yeah.
And so I would love to see you feeling excited about your life again. So
Okay. Give
yourself permission. That's really the biggest block for you, is you have to give yourself permission.
Cool.
Okay. All right, the other thing that I want to say is go out and have a little fun every day. I don't care if it's turning Laurel and Hardy on for 10 or 15 minutes and I'm thinking, oh, wait a minute, there are people who are listening who won't know who that is. But, you know, watch that. If you can't get outside and do something fun, if you can't get out and do something fun, watch some comedy. Or do something that brings you joy. Maybe it's turning on some music and dancing and singing. You know, it doesn't have to be anything elaborate or expensive, but give yourself permission to have some fun every day, and that will help.
Okay, amusement.
Ah, perfect. See, there's the sequencing and the engineering part of that that you're very good at, and that's the analytical component. So, yes, go do some music.
Okay, Nathaniel, thanks for calling. Call back next month and keep us posted on what's going on for you. We have got our next caller is Barb. Barb, thanks for calling. You are now live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How can I help you?
Well, I'm a single parent, and my daughter's father talked me, well, I did have a chronic illness, and my daughter's father talked me into letting my daughter live with him while I get my health better. But my health is better. It has been, but he will not let me get her back now. I'm just wondering if I will get her back ever.
Okay, and what is his first name and what is her first name?
My daughter's name is Akela, and her dad's name is Mark.
Okay. So for him, this is all about control. It has nothing to do with her well-being. It has everything to do with him wanting to be in control. I get a lot of anger there as well. Okay? So my impression is that, yes, you will get her back. It's going to take a little time. If you don't have legal counsel, I would very, very strongly suggest that you get that in place right away. Because he's not going to give up control easily. This is his issue. The control is the issue. Okay, does this make sense to you, that part of it?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so the reality is that he is not very stable. I feel like you are stable now, and that you just need to get somebody to advocate for you to make this process get started. Okay, I'm hearing June. So I'm hearing June is a good possibility, but you've got to get somebody advocating for you as soon as possible.
Yeah, I've been trying. I'm just having a really hard time getting a lawyer.
Okay. Keep going until you find somebody that feels right to you. Trust your intuition and keep going.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
It's going to be okay. Just keep breathing. Keep breathing. Show up. Be consistent. Do everything that you can to take care of yourself,
mm-hmm.
Okay, and don't give up. Just keep going. Remember that God and the angels are always with you for your highest good and for her highest good, for Michaela's highest good, okay? So keep remembering that, especially when you feel demoralized and you feel like things aren't working. Have some faith. God knows exactly what he's doing, and he is supporting you for your highest good, and he's supporting her for hers as well, okay?
Okay.
It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay,
love
and blessings to you. Take good care.
Well, and I am not a lawyer. I don't play one on TV, but it sure reminds me that, you know, there's, you know, services out there if people need help, like Legal Shield or something like that, where they might be able to check that out and, you know, have some words of wisdom imparted upon them. But, you know, who am I? I'm just telling you that just came to my mind. Rebecca. Your caller number 4 is Rosemary. Rosemary, welcome to the show. You are live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Oh, hi. Thank you, Rebecca, for taking my call.
Hi, Rebecca.
I want to buy a house. I don't mind having a fixer-upper, but I'd like you to tell me when you think that will happen. I would like it to happen this year, if that's possible.
I'm hearing August, just very loud and clear. So that is this year.
Okay.
Yeah, it's happening. It's, you know, you could even start looking at areas that you want to be in so that you're ready at the time that the right thing shows up. Because my impression is it's going to happen very quickly. When you're ready and you know the area where it's going to be, it's going to show up and you'll be ready. It's ready to happen for you. But it feels like it's August. So, yeah, start looking. It's not too soon to know where you want to be, at least the general area.
Yeah, I do know where I want to be. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Keep us posted.
Thanks, okay. Rosemary. And our next caller is coming from Tammy. Tammy, you are now live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca. I just have a quick question.
Yes.
I reached out to a friend of mine named Murray about some financial assistance to get through this tough time so that I can move on to my new job, and I was just curious if my request was received well and if he will consider it.
Okay, let's see here. You know, my immediate impression is that he's got a lot of stress going on right now. And so my impression is you might not hear from him for 2 or 3 days. So it feels like the number is 2 and 3. So it could be the 2nd or 3rd of March, but 2 or 3 is what comes up immediately. And it's because he has some other things going on that are taking all of his attention. So I feel like he will try to help you. I don't feel that it's going to be quite what you're asking for, but he will be able to help you a little bit. So it'll kind of help you along a little bit, but it's not going to be a response immediately. Again, the numbers 2 and 3 somehow play into this. So be patient. He would like to help, but he's just completely overwhelmed right now.
Okay. Is our relationship coming back together, or is there still the past lingering with us into the future? I don't know how to ask the question.
No, that's okay. Okay. You know, I have to say that what comes up is it's complicated.
Okay.
And so I think that there's uncertainty for sure with him. I feel like there's hesitation on his end. So, you know, what I would like to suggest to you is that you not focus on a particular outcome as far as that goes, and rather just try to show up and be present and allow and see what happens. But
okay.
I feel like he's got so much on his plate right now, that's not even a consideration in his life at the moment.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. All the best to you. Take good care.
Okay. Bye. Thanks, Tammy. Good luck to you. Keep us posted. And our next caller is coming from Lou. And Lou, you are now live with Rebecca, please. Go ahead.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi there. How can I help you today?
I have a question. It's to do with love. I'm always told by other psychics or tarot card readers that I have someone that's coming into my life. And the last time I was told this was recently, and that I was going to have a choice between two dogs. One was going to be a domestic dog, and one was going to be a wild dog. And I think I have the two narrowed down, but I don't really know, because I think I might be getting my signals crossed or something. I don't know. So I'm just wondering if I got the two right ones in mind or not.
Okay. All right. So this is about love coming into your life. I just want to clarify that.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. So, you know, here's the thing. Let me put it this way. My very first thought with you is that I see companionship for you, and I see that this is somebody you're very comfortable with, and it's like you've already known each other for a very long time. So that's the first thing that comes up. Okay. Okay. As far as choosing between the two, you know, my impression is allow what is to occur, because my impression is that you want to have it figured out before you even allow the process. And
right,
it's very
important
that you allow the process. Just surrender now. Allow them to come to you and see what happens, because that's where you get the clarity.
Okay.
You get the clarity in the surrender and allowing. When you take a step back, you get to see things very clearly. It allows discernment to come in.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, I'm going to be around both of them in a couple months here. And, But, yeah, I'll just let it be. I'll surrender and let it just come to me.
Yeah, you'll get your discernment. You'll get your clarity. You really will.
Okay.
If you surrender, you will get exactly what you need.
Okay. I thank you very much.
You are so welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Lou. Have a great night. Appreciate you calling in. And our next caller is Stacy. Stacy, you are now live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. I was calling to ask, what do you see coming up for me in regards to this career with the financial twist, please?
Okay. You know, so I get that there have been some unexpected things that have come up recently, but the thing is, you'll navigate through them beautifully. So I get that there's been two or three, or this is a two or three kind of scenario, like three different things I want to say that kind of came at you that were unexpected, but you'll be able to handle this very well. And it's like you may have to move things from one place to another temporarily, but then you'll get to go back into your regular routine again, and it'll be fine. So it reminds me of, okay, I unexpectedly have to work on the car now, and I was going to use that money to buy myself a new pair of shoes, but now I have to go replace a tire. It's something like that. And so, you know, mm-hmm. and I feel like, yes, it might be bigger than that, but it's temporary. And, I mean, I feel like within 6 months you'll have it all figured out.
Okay.
Okay, does this make sense? So it's you know, my impression is that it may delay things for you for your particular planning, but it's not really going to affect things long term. Like, it's kind of like, okay, I have to take a little detour, but I'm still going to get where I want to go. And I feel like June, July, August are really good months for you as far as completion with being able to get this all handled.
Okay.
Okay, so right. Be patient. You have a really good head on your shoulders. You're going to be able to figure this out. It's. I mean, it just feels like, oh, don't even worry about it. It's like, no big deal. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank
You're
you,
so
Stacey,
welcome.
For
Thanks
call.
For the call.
Okay, our next caller is Brandy. Brandy, you are now live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, you're so welcome. How can I help you tonight?
Yeah, I was curious if you saw any romance coming my way.
Okay, well, let's take a look here. I do. And, you know, I have to say, first of all, I want to acknowledge that you're very choosy. I know your friends are like, oh, you're so picky. But you know what? It's good. Be picky. I always tell everybody
yeah.
that. But, oh, give them a chance. Why? You already know. You got that initial impression that this isn't right. It's okay. You're not asking somebody to be your friend. You're talking about somebody who might be your potential partner. So,
right.
So yes, I do see somebody coming. I want to say that this is something that is it's going to be a slow bloom. So it's not something that will be quick. It may be somebody you meet and you have a date and it's nice, and maybe he's traveling and you don't see him again for 3 weeks. But you have a good time, and when he's back, you guys will see each other again. So this is something that will be a very slow-moving romance, which actually works very well for you. Okay? Now, the other thing that I want to say is that he may have a career change very shortly after you start dating, and it may require that he does not travel as well. So that will change the dynamic and the speed with which the relationship continues. Okay?
Okay.
I feel like this person is very close. I want to say... you may meet him for the first time, I want to say summer, maybe May, June. And then it may be a few months before you see him, or at least several weeks before you see him again. And as far as things really becoming more solidified as a relationship, I see this happening probably after the first of next year. But in the meantime, you'll have this slow opportunity to take your time to get to know each other, and that will work very well for both of you.
Oh, okay, great. That sounds good.
Okay. So, yes, and be choosy.
Okay.
Okay, be
Thank
choosy.
You.
And if people give you a bad time, you just tell them, no, Rebecca said. Okay?
All right, thanks so much.
Okay, thanks for the call. Take good care.
Thanks, Brandy, for the call. Good luck to you. And our next caller, again, you pronounced it for me before, it's Neetu, and you are now live with
That's
Rebecca.
That's correct. Hi, Rebecca. Thanks for taking my call. I also wanted to ask around romance, if you saw anything coming up for that.
Okay. So I want to say that the very first thing that comes up is that you want to have it, but you're a little afraid of it. And it's not that you are afraid to be in relationship. It's that things have not gone well for you in the past. There's been a lot of disappointment. And... so I get that there's been a lot of soul searching on your part about, well, did you expect too much, or, you know, what really happened? And what I want to say is, in that particular situation, my impression is that, you know, it may have become serious at a point where I want to say the other person just did not know exactly what he wanted. And so it almost feels mm-hmm. like he had this change of heart that seemed fairly abrupt, okay? So, but that's not how it is with everyone. But I understand that made you gun shy.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And understandably so. So what I want to say to you is, first of all, trust yourself. Trust yourself. Allow yourself to know that you have enough discernment to be able to tell if somebody is right or not, and that it wasn't your fault. There was no right or wrong in this. Really, he thought he was ready, and he really was not ready, and he didn't know it. He wasn't honest with himself until he finally woke up and went, I'm not ready.
Right, right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And so it's understandable that it would make you feel like, I'm not sure I can trust this. But he's mm-hmm. just one person. And the reality is, his intentions were good. He's a good person. He didn't mean to hurt you. This wasn't a calculated mm-hmm. thing at all on his part. And it's actually better that it happened this way than and then different. Okay?
Right.
So, okay, let's see here. As far as timing for you, you know, there's a couple things I want to suggest first. The first thing I want to suggest is start treating yourself the way you would like a lover to treat you. Start really loving yourself. And what I mean by that mm-hmm. is, if you want flowers, go buy yourself some flowers. Start doing mm-hmm. things that make you feel loved and appreciated, that are nurturing to you. Because what happens is it elevates your frequency. And when you become in love with your life, you're elevating mm-hmm. your frequency to that of being in love, and everybody wants to be in love. So other people right. who are wanting to be in love will be attracted to your frequency, because there's an mm-hmm. energy that comes from being in that place of taking care of yourself, from that place of really loving you. Mm-hmm. That's when people show up, okay? As far as okay. timing for you, I want to say, you know, this is something that's fairly new for you. You're used to taking care of everybody else. And mm-hmm. so my impression is that it's going to be a really good spring and summer for you to be practicing this, because my impression is somebody's showing up in summer for you. I want to say July is what comes up.
Okay.
And so really get into that place of loving yourself. And that way you'll know what it feels like when somebody else is also treating you the way that you deserve to be treated.
Okay. Alrighty, thank
okay.
you.
Okay, you're so welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Natu. And then our next caller is Mr. Greg. Greg, you're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Good evening. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on. My question for tonight is, I've been having issues on the job that I started last August, and I felt like I never got the support that I probably needed. And I kind of working in a place where there is no structure. And I was told by my boss that I'm been very ineffective. And he's concerned about basically my health and job performances. And basically, and then I asked him to quit, but he basically was letting me know that he didn't no longer support me. And I just want to know, where should I go from here, spirit-wise?
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to say that you have a very strong work ethic, and that, you know, my impression is that this has to do maybe with the speed with which you do things, because you're much more concerned with quality than quantity. And my impression is that the management that you have there, unfortunately, is more concerned with the numbers that they get than the quality of what they're putting out. Okay. So basically what's happened is you're not in alignment with the people that have hired you. That your level of integrity is higher than their level of integrity. And it doesn't mean they're right or wrong or bad or good. It's just not a match, okay? So, you know, what I would like to suggest is that you start looking for something else that's more aligned with who you are, because you'll be happier. And the reality is that the stress level that you're experiencing because you feel like you're not doing a good enough job isn't because of you. It's because of them. And so if you can try to step back from this, and just let yourself keep showing up there in the meantime until something else lands for you. That's what I would like to suggest. It's, you know, you have a lovely heart and you have a lovely sense of fairness, integrity, and wanting to do the right thing. And it's absolutely lovely. Somebody, pretty much anybody, is going to be lucky to get to have you. Your work ethic is stellar. So remember that about yourself, that you're just working at a place where they're not able to appreciate you for who you are and what you have to offer, and that you just need to find something that's a better fit. Okay, does this make sense?
It makes absolutely sense, and I have to thank you for validating me.
don't let it diminish what you think about yourself. You're doing everything right. It's just not a match. That's all. It's really simple. It's just not a match. So find some place where you're appreciated and they value the qualities you have. You'll get paid better for it, too. It's like, I feel like the next thing that's coming is better. And I'm hearing May, so start looking right away because this is something that's going to come up very quickly.
Okay.
It's almost like if you don't do it now, you might miss an opportunity, and I'd hate to see that happen. So start looking right away. This is something that's going to happen very quickly.
All right. Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thanks,
you
Greg, for the call.
Welcome.
Congratulations in advance. Our next caller is Sherry. Sherry, you are now live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Hi, doing great. Thanks. How are you?
I'm outstanding. Thank you. I am going to follow suit with the other callers and ask about love. I recently spoke to a person that I hadn't seen since, I think, 2010 or 11, maybe even before then. And it just recently has been presented to me that he may be interested, and I was just wondering what you were picking up around that. And
okay. What is his first name?
Randy.
Okay. I do feel like he's interested. There's an energy that you have that he's always been attracted to.
Agreed.
And so it's like it's this breath of fresh air, like, oh, my gosh, I forgot I can feel like this. So for him, it's this amazing opportunity for him to feel that feeling again, and it makes him feel young. It makes him feel energized, and it's just because of who you are. There is definitely a connection. So, yes, he is interested. There is a feeling that he's not quite sure how to approach this, but he's definitely interested. So,
okay. Want to make sure I wasn't reading that wrong.
No, he's definitely interested. There's a feeling of comfort. There's a lot that's happened in his life recently. I want to say in the last 10 years. And there hasn't been a lot that has made him happy. I mean, he's done the best he can, but there's been a lot of grief, a lot of frustration, a lot of loss. And so to see you was like, oh, my gosh, I could have this back in my life again. And it's not even necessarily just you. It's what you – it's the energy that you bring, that you show that there's an opportunity to have joy and happiness. And so that's – you know, it's like there's an aliveness about him when he's around you. And he doesn't want to let that go.
And I don't know how to approach it either, so I don't know if I should commence a text or just, I don't know.
Has he reached out to you at all?
He's a Scorpio, and he's
Has he reached out to you at all?
Like I said, I just saw him today for the first time since, I want to even say 2009. And we kind of had some small chit-chat because I dropped my dogs off, and I said, you know, thank you for remembering my dogs, because he runs a dog thing in town. And he loves my dogs, and they remembered him.
Mm-hmm.
And so we kind of chitted-chatted while we were waiting for the dogs to be groomed. But he was shy when we invited him out to lunch, and they told me he takes care of his dad, because I think his dad is dying, and I think that's what you mean about the grief and the hardness you're feeling. He's taking care of his dad. And so I understand why he didn't want to do lunch, and I understand he's a slow mover too.
Yeah, he is. He's there is a shyness about him.
Yes, that's the word. He's very shy.
He's very deliberate. So there's a lot of planning and thought that goes into the actions that he takes. He's not somebody who does things impulsively or frivolously. So, you know, I would like to say that whatever opportunity you have to be in that place again, don't be surprised if you run into him there again.
Okay. He's the owner, so if I go there, I'm going to see him. So
there is a very good possibility. And I mean, I don't think he's going there to hang out every single day.
No,
but
no,
I do
no, no.
feel like... I do feel like there will definitely be contact again.
Okay.
And it may be a little while, just because, you know, with caring for his dad, he feels like that has to be his priority, and that's really where he's putting his energy. And there's a part of him that doesn't want to get distracted because he's nervous that he won't be keeping his commitment to his father.
And that time is coming, and I totally get that.
Yeah.
But I just, if there was a potential, I'm willing to hang back a little bit. But
yes.
I will be taking a dog in to get groomed in a month.
yeah, and there is potential there. Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. That's wonderful. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're so
Thanks,
welcome.
Sherry.
Thank you so much for the call tonight.
Have a great night.
And remember, Valentine's Day is any day of the year that you would like to buy somebody chocolate and flowers. Okay. Our next call, Sharon. Sharon, thanks for being so patient. You are live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca. Good evening.
Hi there.
Thanks for taking my call. Hello. Question. I know it's coming. It's career as usual. Do you see me landing a job soon, Rebecca? I had an interview today.
Okay. Well, I want to say I'm like, wow, I'm surprised that you're not employed at this moment because the skills you have, the knowledge you have, the scope and range of your abilities is amazing. So
I'm in the middle, though. I'm not an executive, and I'm not entry
matter.
Level. It's Yeah, but it's, I know.
Understand.
I know.
It's okay, but it's like anybody who gets you is going to be lucky to have you because even though you're not upper management, you know, as you say, you have the foresight and the ability to do it. And I get that you just don't want the headaches that come with it. I get it. I totally respect that. I do want to caution you because my impression is that you can get frustrated in positions where you have people above you who you know cannot see the outcome that they're creating. So
okay.
I just want to give you that heads up that, you know, you may get frustrated playing it safe instead of stepping outside your comfort zone. If you decided to go into upper management, you would be really, really good at it.
Okay.
So just so you know. Okay, so let's see here. I do see you working, so I want to say this is really, really soon. I mean, it's energetically, it feels like you're already working. That's how soon it is. So, and I
well,
actually
the people,
see you.
I interviewed with five people today. They let me interview with everyone. I mean, I was in there for 2.5 hours, and three of them said that I'm perfect for this position. It doesn't mean I have it yet. You know, that wasn't the human resource person. She didn't say that. But it was the staff, you know what I'm saying? One of the directors. Do I have a good chance of getting it?
I do feel that you do, yes. I'm hearing May. So,
okay.
Let me ask a little bit more here about why. That's, you know, my impression is that you may get hired and there may be some kind of change almost immediately. So it's if you've already interviewed someplace else, which is really where you want to be, it's almost like you're going to get an offer, you're going to accept it, and then something else is going to show up. And I can't tell if that's a promotion
okay.
at the same place or if it's that something else opens up. But there's going to be a shift for you, and that's what I feel like is coming in May. Although, yeah, I'm hearing May, June with that. So, you know, there's still a delay, a little bit of a delay with the hiring process, just everybody dotting their I's and crossing their T's. But this,
okay.
but energetically, it's like you are already working. So it's already here.
It just
okay?
has to take
it's
place.
It's already here. So, I'm sorry?
It's already It just has to take place. I know it has to settle.
Yeah,
I know
it's
you're
like,
saying.
Yeah, the universe is like, it's already here. So, yeah, you just need a paycheck in your hand.
exactly.
So yeah, it's coming. I mean, it's coming and it's imminent. That's the best way I can say it, is that it's imminent. But, again, you know, wait and see because there's going to be some kind of change almost immediately, but it's going to be for your highest good. And ultimately what you're going to be doing now is you're going to love what you're doing. I also get the impression that this position that you're getting is there's a little bit more leeway for you to get to do things the way that you want to do them. And the company
okay.
is going to be really excited about it because your ability to see how things need to be run to be most efficient and effective, they're going to let you go in and kind of make some changes to make that happen, and they're going to be absolutely, you know, pleased as punch about it. So you're going to have more fun than you've had in a long time with your work situation.
Okay.
And don't
okay.
be surprised if you're given an opportunity to go to upper management. So I'm just throwing that out there at you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Okay.
You're
Thanks,
so
Sharon.
Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Have a great night.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay. Our next caller is Keisha. Keisha, thanks for being so patient and waiting. You are now live with Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. This is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha. How can I help you?
My pet dog, he's gotten sick. And
okay,
I would just like
name?
To know if you see him recovering from it.
Okay, what's
and
his
what
first
might
name?
Have caused it. His name is Babe.
Babe.
B-A-B-E. Like
Hello?
Babe.
Oh, Babe. Gotcha.
Hello?
Gotcha. Okay.
I'm on the phone.
Okay,
one moment. Again.
All right. Give me a few minutes.
Okay. All right. Just a moment here. How old is Babe?
He's about 2 to 4 years old. I'm not sure exactly.
And Keisha, if you have your radio up, can you turn your volume down on the speakers just a little bit? Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. We're here. I feel like I get conflicting messages, and I want to say that he's very tired. That's the main issue right now, is that he's very, very tired. So it's kind of, there's a little bit of a question mark. I actually see him being here for several more years, but he has to make the decision that he wants to be here because he's very tired. So I would love to say, yes, he's fine, but he has to make the decision. Because ultimately, when we decide to stay or go, it's still free will. It's still our own decision, including our pets. And so right now, it's like, just keep telling him you love him. You know, keep nurturing him. Let him get the rest that he needs. And encourage him, but he'll make his own decision. And my impression is you'll know in the next few days. And what it's going to be is he's either going to just continue being very tired. I get that it may be another 3 or 4 more days that he's just kind of laying around and not doing much. But when he's ready, he's just going to get up and surprise you. So you'll know if he's decided to stay. Okay, but he's not sure yet. Okay, and I wish I could just say he's fine, but I'm always honest.
I know. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Okay,
I feel that.
And
too.
God bless him, though. What a sweetheart.
Thank you so much. Yeah, he is. He definitely is.
He's really
is.
Sweet. Well, you know, and part of this is that it's, you know, he wants to make sure he's not being a burden. So remind him. Tell him that it's okay if he's sick or whatever. It's okay. You love him anyway, that you're just happy to have him there with you. And that will help put him at ease. He gets that. You know, we forget that our souls absolutely get the intention of our thoughts and words and deeds. So if you tell him, I love you, I want you to stay, I don't care that I have to pick up after you when you go potty on the lawn, you know, it's okay. I love that you're here with me. Okay? So tell him that, and you may see a change.
Okay.
All right.
I will.
All right.
Thanks
for the call tonight. Take good care.
All right. Got it.
There we go. Thanks, Keisha, for the call there. Our next caller is Laura. Laura, you are now live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Laura. How can I help you tonight?
I was wondering, I've been looking for work, and I got a call today with a recruiter in Maryland. For a permanent full-time job, and he said that they are paying relocation, but that I might also be able to work remotely from home and go into the office periodically if they should decide that they even want to bring me in for an interview and then I get the job. So I just wondered if you see me getting that job or maybe something else, because I have been putting in resumes all over the place, including different states as well.
Well, I'm seeing that you'll definitely have an opportunity and or begin work in April. So this is something that's very close. I also want to suggest you that, you know, you're very clear about exactly what it is you'd like to do. But I have the impression that if you're willing to kind of relax your criteria just a little bit, there's an opportunity that's going to show up for you that's exactly what you want. But it's not actually outlined the way that you would have expected. So I want to say, I think it's great that you have such a clear vision about what you want to be doing and where, but I would love to suggest that you maybe relax the criteria just a little bit and see what happens. So, you know, again, I'm hearing April, it's very strong. So my impression is that you're going to be starting a job in April. So it's very, very close. You know, remember, March is just a couple, it's just a few days away.
What's that criteria, though, that you're talking about?
I'm talking about, like, if you say, I want to make this much money and I want a 2-mile commute and I want whatever those parameters are about this particular job that you're looking for.
Do you think it's a job, though, that I was talking about today?
I think this is a very good possibility. Again, I feel like whatever this opportunity is, the one that's showing up for you, the one that I see you doing in April, is not exactly everything that you have on your list as far as your perfect job. But it has most of the things on it. And if you allow yourself to be a little bit more flexible, it will be more in alignment with what you're looking for than even what you yourself have conceived of.
Okay.
The Maryland thing does feel very good. It does feel very good. It feels very positive. But I can't say with 100% certainty. It's not hitting that distinctly for me. All I can tell you is that April, I see you employed and working in April.
Rebecca, is it permanent or is it a contract?
I see you working for a company. I don't see, this isn't, it's not showing up as a contract. Not energetically for me, no.
Okay, great. Thank you
okay.
so much. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thanks. Thanks for the call.
Good luck and start raking in those bucks. Our next caller is Gina. Gina, thank you for being patient and waiting. You are now live with Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. My question is, I have received a phone interview last Monday, and I've been trying to get with this employer for years. So I finally made a breakthrough, and I was happy to get the phone interview. And do you see a face-to-face interview and maybe a job offer with this company?
You know, I do. I want to say, though, that hang on, let me check back in again before I get too far ahead of myself. I want to say that I see employment for you in May, and I know that you'd like something more quickly than that, but my impression is that this particular company that's going to be hiring you is very slow when it comes to getting you processed and actually employed. So it's, I get that you want to be with this company, but it's a very slow process.
Okay.
And, you know, the other thing is that it's almost like you're kind of being shuffled through the ranks. It's going to be like the second or third person that you talk to who actually recognizes the talent that you have. So, you know, be patient. That's my impression. They'll look at the resume. Everything looks good. That's fine. But it's almost like, okay, does this person have all of these qualifications? Okay, great. Next. And so it isn't going to be until you talk to that second or third person where they actually get to know who you are and what you individually bring versus what your qualifications show. Okay, because it's two completely different things. So once you're given the opportunity to actually present who you are and how you're able to do such a good job at what you do, that's when they're going to say, oh, yeah, this is what we're looking for.
Okay. Yes.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, so hang in there. Be patient. It's coming.
It is coming. Oh, great. Yeah, you know, because I'm still working at the moment, and, like, the full-time job I have is still temporary, and it's a contract job, and plus my second job, tomorrow is my last day. So it's like, okay, I need to find something.
You will. So energetically, this is beautiful because it's like, great. The second job's ending, so you have room to allow something else to come in.
Okay.
So that's what you have to remember. When something finishes or ends, or comes to completion, it just means that there's another opportunity for something new to start. And that's absolutely what's going on with you.
Okay. All right.
Okay. It's all going to be good. Just be patient. You're doing the right stuff.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you for the call.
Thanks,
right,
Gina,
bye-bye.
For the call. And our next call is coming from, is it Joe or Joellen? Did I get
Joellen?
Did I? Well, you are now live with Rebecca, so welcome.
Well, hi. Thank you. I'm so grateful. Hi there. Well, thank you for being here. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I want to get into the business of being able to travel for career.
Okay.
And I have a great guy that I'm working with now, and I feel it's just a good temporary job, and so I figure out how I can make the magic work.
Okay. Well, so, you know, it's interesting because as soon as you said that you're trying to figure out something you can do with travel, I immediately saw you writing. So
okay.
Are you already doing like a blog or doing some kind of writing currently?
No, I was considering it.
I'm sorry, you what?
No, not right now, but I guess I should.
Well, it's just, I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, it could be that you are critiquing restaurants or you're critiquing hotels or you're creating travel guides, but, you know, or even doing quality control for even a hotel chain or, you know, but there is something in the industry for you and it's about documentation. So whether it's about you blogging about, well, I had this great experience or no, I didn't have a great experience, you know, it's about finding the niche that speaks to you and people that would be your target audience. So let's say you're a mom with three kids, and so you want to blog to other moms with three kids about the experiences of going to these different places and how they are with kids, whether they're kid-friendly, you know, all of that. How accommodating are you? How clean are the accommodations? How are the airlines treating you? Or, you know, maybe it's for single people. Whatever the audience would be that you want to speak to. Now, that being said, you could even get hired by these organizations that have rating scales for hotels, where you go and you actually are rating the different hotels. So there's a lot of opportunity for you, but I definitely see you doing something along the lines of documentation. So it's either writing as a blog or filling out forms that are about the criteria that's supposed to be met. But there is definitely something that speaks to the quality of what you're experiencing as you're traveling and documentation around that. Okay? So, you know, there are, you know, brands of travel guides that are constantly updating their information. So you could start with looking at some of those publications to find out if they're looking for people to write for them. You know, there's a myriad of opportunities, and I feel like this is a good fit for you. So, you know, try to sit down and get really clear about who you'd like to be talking to. You know, do you want to report to somebody and give them information about what your experience was, or do you want to speak to the masses and start either writing books or writing blogs and starting, you know, doing a website type thing and creating an opportunity for people to get informed through your experience. But this is kind of the avenue that I see for you. And then, of course, what just popped up is another opportunity would be to even work on the cruise lines to find out if you can get a job doing that, if that's a type of travel that you're interested in. But that's not as creative, and you're kind of at the mercy of whatever their schedule is for you, whereas the other one is much more freeform, and I feel like that kind of suits your personality more.
Yeah. And it's a matter of trying to figure out what the niche is, like you said. And, you know, I'm also thinking about, well, anyway, so, yeah, this is a good start. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Well,
you see me starting all this.
You know, what I want to say is, and good question, because I was just going to say, start doing your homework now. Go, you know, go to the bookstore or the library and look up some of these publications, these travel information publications, and see, you know, look at what speaks to you, because one of these things you're going to look at and you're going to go, oh, my gosh. Or you're going to find a theme where, okay, nobody has this kind of information. Maybe that's where my niche is. But start doing some research on the travel guides, on people who write about travel,
you know, once you start getting educated about what people in the industry are already doing, it will help you kind of hone in on what speaks to you, and then you'll have a place to start. So start doing the homework now, okay? Because my impression is that, you know, certainly by the beginning of next year, I feel like there will be a very clear intention for you that you're working on. And I feel like, you know, by spring of next year, you could be working in this industry. So that means you've got a lot of homework to do in a short period of time.
All right. Thank you so much for your advice. I appreciate
it. Oh, you're so welcome. Well, thank you for the call.
Thank you so much.
Garrett, I want to step in for 1 second, if you don't mind.
Please.
Because I know you told me I know you said we had a lot of callers tonight. I just want to let everybody know that, yes, I will be back on Garrett's show next month. But if you were waiting tonight and you weren't able to get in and ask a question, I actually have another radio show that I'm doing next Wednesday morning. That is on the Wisdom and Intuition Network, also called Metaphysical Wisdom. You can find information about it either on my Facebook page, which is I Am Rebecca, Intuitive Psychic, or through my website, which is IamRebecca.com. So that will be airing Wednesday morning, March 4th, at 9 a.m. Pacific time. And it's the same kind of thing where I will be taking your calls and answering your questions. So if I couldn't get you tonight, please feel free to listen in and call in, and I'll be happy to take your call at that time. And I'm grateful for you tuning in tonight. So, Garrett, thank you for that.
Rebecca, you must have been psychic, because that was exactly what I was going to say. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about? Honestly, seriously, for everybody who called in tonight, number one, thank you very, very much. We have tons of people that have called in tonight, and we didn't even get to the opportunity to screen you. That's how many, probably well over 100 people call in tonight. So thank you very much for that. I'm so sorry we didn't get to all of you, but Rebecca will be back next month. She's got her show. Make sure you like her Facebook fan page, I Am Rebecca, and you'll be updated on all the statuses for that. Also, go buy her book, The List, on Amazon tonight. I'm her commercial statement here. Go buy her book on Amazon. The link's on the show page. You can click it and buy it. But if you really would like to have a fun hour or half hour all to yourself, book a private reading with her and click the link on the show page there and go to do that. Rebecca, anything else you want to maybe end the show with? Words of wisdom, last comments for the night?
Thanks, Garrett. You know, just remember to keep breathing. We start getting stressed. We start worrying about things. And if you can just remember, take a deep breath and step back. You know, everything really always does turn out to be okay. So just breathe. That's how we stay alive. There was a woman who was, at the time, the oldest woman alive on the Jay Leno show, and this was probably 20 years ago now. And so Jay's interviewing this woman who at the time was the oldest woman alive, and he says, "So what's your secret for this long life?" And she said, "I just keep breathing." So keep breathing, be happy, do something nice for yourself every day, live in joy, and thank you so much. Lots of love and blessings to everybody. Garrett, thank you so much.
Thank you. Love having you here. And everybody, we'll be back tomorrow night early with Friday Night Dance Party starting at 8 p.m. East, 5 West, and you will love the guests. So tune in, and we'll
see you live. You've been listening to Rated G Radio.